All right, and welcome to July 8th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson.
1771.
The first public reading of the Declaration of Independence. The Declaration was printed by local Philly printer John Dunlap. Copies were made and sent to all 13 states by horseback. German newspaper Pennsylvanischer Staatsbote was the first newspaper to announce the news. The Philadelphia Evening Post was the first newspaper to print the entire text of the Declaration of Independence. On July 8th, it was publicly read by Colonel John Nixon of the Philadelphia Committee of Safety. It was publicly read elsewhere in Trenton, New Jersey, Easton, PA, New York City, Princeton, etc., etc., etc. According to gurucole.american.edu, in Baltimore, on July 29th, the town was illuminated and the effigy of the late king was carted through the town and committed to the flames amidst the acclamations of many hundreds, the just reward of a tyrant. Moving up to 1863, the Siege of Port Hudson. And the story is really best, in my opinion, told by CivilWar.org, which says, in cooperation with Major General Ulysses S. Grant's offensive against Vicksburg, Union Major General Nathaniel P. Banks' army moved into the Confederate stronghold at Port Hudson on the Mississippi River. On May 27th, after their frontal assaults were repulsed, the Federals settled into a siege, which lasted for 48 days. Banks renewed his assault on June 14th, but the defenders successfully repelled them. On July 9th, 1863, after hearing of the fall of Vicksburg, the Confederate garrison of Port Hudson surrendered, opening the Mississippi River to Union navigators from its source to New Orleans. Okay, 1898. Soapy Smith's cons finally catch up to him. Jefferson Randolph Smith, very well-known scoundrel originally from Georgia, swindled town folks from Denver to St. Louis to Texas to the Kenai Peninsula in Alaska. Want to know why they call him Soapy? Check this out. He ran a shell game on a street corner in Denver beginning in 1879. He would sell bars of soap wrapped in paper for $5. Many of us wouldn't buy soap today for $5. So why did people do it way back then? Because Soapy told them that some of the bars had a $100 bill. And as the crowd watched, he would plant someone in the audience to go in on the con. This plant would open up the soap, find the $100 bill, and get really excited and jump up and down and holler and scream and yell, "Nothing up my sleeve!" Soapy also helped to rig voting in local elections and run protection rackets, though he was a non-violent, a kinder, gentler criminal, if you will. He went to Alaska, where there was a gold rush near Skagway. One of his alleged cons, and he had many, was a made-up telegraph in which people could pay to send messages to their loved ones. Of course, there was no telegraph, but not everyone knew that, especially newcomers. Anyway, the cons finally caught up with Soapy, and he got drunk on July 8th, 1898, and tried to bring a shotgun into a meeting he wasn't invited to. He wound up in a confrontation with a guard, and they basically shot each other. By the way, Soapy's great-grandson has a website dedicated to him. Check it out. In baseball news, 1990. Trailing 7-0, the Brewers tied the Angels in an amazing come from behind and scored 13 in the fifth to win 20-7. Crazy game. And finally, on June 8th, 1970, from LA, happy birthday, Beck. Considered one of the most creative and idiosyncratic musicians of the 1990s and 2000s alternative rock. And that's it for July 8th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Thanks for listening.
Sleep on the love seat. Someone came saying I'm insane to complain about a shotgun wedding and a stain on my shirt. Don't believe everything that you breathe. in the dark.